When it comes to the feeder cattle market, there can be confusion between producer and buyer when it comes to terminology, which University of Georgia Extension expert Jason Duggan says can be vague and challenging at times.
I think it comes from just region to region and marketing system to marketing system. There can be a whole lot of vernacular or terminology that may be similar, but people really don't have a common definition.
So feeder calf grading standards developed by the U.S. Department of Agriculture create that common language for all parties to understand and communicate within a transaction. Now, while there are many variables that go into the value of a calf being prepared for market via feedlots or sale facilities, Duggan notes what factors are most important.
One being muscle and the other one being frame. Those two variables by themselves are used to predict how an animal will grade on the rail ultimately.
So in the context of USDA feeder calf grading standards, when it comes to muscling,
you look at muscle and you rank muscle in a scoring system, 1, 2, or 3, 1 being the most muscular, and that 1 is predicted to be the better of the muscle score system to do grade and yield once they go through the harvest process in the plant.
And in regards towards the frame of beef cattle,
we often think about long and tall being larger framed. And really, when we look at frame scoring, it's really something to do to predict at what weight we think that they are going to have a half an inch of fat thickness over their 12th rib and grade choice after their harvest is on the rail.
Duggan adds that for cattle producers, regardless of the animal size or how they plan to market their livestock, knowing USDA feeder calf grading standards better prepares them for what they can expect when it comes time for the sale.
We're frustrated at thinking that we're not getting the appropriate prices that we feel like we should. There's probably a reason for that. The buyers are very astute. They know what is going to make money down the chain in the beef industry, and we can't have barn blindness. We have to be able to accurately assess our own cattle and be honest with ourselves. What are we missing in the equation?
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.